Hello, and welcome back to Campus Insights, bringing you the conversations that matter in learning and teaching, hosted by the Centre for Academic Innovation at Federation University. My name is Dr. Emma Price, and today we have a snapshot episode for you, looking at the dynamic collaboration possible in digital narratives to enhance learning. It's a fantastic example of creativity, problem solving, and teamwork that has so many benefits to offer students. Let's get started.
Hi everyone, I'm Jamie Weston, Senior Digital Designer within the Centre of Academic Innovation. I'm here today with Lindy Hall, Lecturer in Work Integrated Learning within Exercise and Sports Science. Lindy, let's begin. I had a great time working with you on the Digital Narrative Project. Can you tell the audience a little bit about your unit and the student cohort? How did this innovation come about?
Yeah, thanks Jamie. The innovation came about through COVID. So initially, when the exercise and sports science industry shut down, students were unable to complete any external placements. So as an interim measure, I developed some written case studies for the second and third year students to complete. Moving forward a few years, and with the support of many people, we're actually able to upgrade the written case studies to digital narratives embedded within H5P. So now they're positioned in the second year unit, Introduction to Exercise Science Workplace Readiness, which is all about preparing students for their future work in the industry. So the design brief was to create four characters of different age groups and fitness levels so the students can understand that, you know, clients are all different with various drivers to exercise. Each scenario had a main character and a fitness instructor, and the main character was simulating different personality traits that the students might actually come across in real life. So for example, one of the main scenarios is about Justin, a beginner exerciser to the gym. The first stage of each narrative introduces students to the initial introduction and assessment, in this case, Justin attending the gym for the first time. Students then reviewed the mock assessment results and developed a gym program for phase two. And finally, moving into phase three, enabled the students to review the mock reassessment results and devise a second program ready for the client to continue his gym journey. Over to you, Jamie. Can you give the audience an overview of digital narratives?
Absolutely. Thanks, Lindy. The digital production team have been producing digital narratives for about 9 years. The use of the narrative strengthens this experience by immersing students in a story with relatable characters where they apply their skills and knowledge with the added complexity of problems. So people and practice that are difficult to kind of teach and model using traditional teaching methods and resources. Even in disciplines where industry exposure arises through like placements and structured industry engagements, students may not experience a full range of problems that might arise in their first few years in the workforce. So ideally, when developing digital narratives, we collaboratively identify key themes and intended learning outcomes, as well as developing a brief outline of the story and a variety of characters. From there, we develop character biographies. We build around people that the students may be able to relate to, maybe their family members, their colleagues, or their friends. We generally work with a script writer, or at the same time, some academics might write their own script with assistance from the team, like you did, Lindy. So that's a really good skill to be able to help with. From there, we cast the characters and we source actors, organize props, source locations, and discuss, you know, the production style that we're going to use. Yeah, it's a lot of fun and very collaborative.
Definitely collaborative. And once I wrote my scenarios, I found the way it all came together actually really easy. And is that how it works for all digital narratives?
Very similar for the different areas and institutes. As mentioned, we have been doing it for a number of years now. So over that time, kind of our team has kind of consolidated the process a little bit, understanding what works and what doesn't. We kind of just need to tweak it per project, really. An integral part of the planning process is for the key subject matter experts within the institute to work with us to identify themes which may arise within these courses and units to focus scenario videos around these topics. Where we use scenario-based narrative could be effective to teach nuances, otherwise difficult to explore using existing teaching techniques or resources.
Yeah, Jamie, you mentioned key subject matter experts within the Institute. So I actually found asking experts who work in the industry and deal with clients on a daily basis really helped to ensure that our subject matter and the content was relevant to current day issues in exercise and sports science.
Absolutely. Yeah, the industry SMEs are so important in this process. Lindy, what were some of the key elements you found through the whole process?
I probably have to say teamwork. So I had a committed team to work with, which certainly made the whole experience a lot easier for me. It included staff in the Centre for Academic Innovation to ensure the technical aspects worked really well, but also the academics and industry experts who assisted with the content development of the scenarios and the actors who really were able to bring it all together on screen for us.
Absolutely. Digital narratives are definitely a big team effort for it to kind of all come together. So our staff and actors are just amazing. What did you find the most surprising?
The most surprising is probably the engagement that I now have from students. It might sound unusual, but I actually had some students complete the written case study versions in the earlier days, and then I got them to complete the case studies through the digital narratives. And they all commented on how much more engaging the digital narrative was, which was really good to hear. The other thing that I've really found surprising is that the quality of the student submissions has actually improved. So when we compare the written case study submissions to what they are now with the digital narrative and H5P, I think because the students are more engaged in the delivery of content, they actually have better quality work that they submit. So it might seem really obvious, but it's good to have some solid evidence that they're working.
Absolutely. No, it's really great to hear. Like, it's such a big kind of process and production. It's just really great to hear all the students' feedback and how they are enjoying the experience. It really is what we're here for, in essence. What advice, Lindy, would you give to others who might be interested in using kind of this similar technique?
My advice would be don't be afraid to try something new like the digital narrative in your teaching. I have learned quite a few new skills that I never thought I would. So script writing, how to embed content in Moodle through H5P, etc. So if you do have an idea that you'd like to try within your teaching, just reach out to the Centre for Academic Innovation. So their team, so Jamie, etc., they've got some amazing skills to tap into. So, and it's going to ultimately improve not just your own teaching, but also our learner experience, which is super important.
No, thanks. That's nice. Eamon and I, you know, we really enjoy doing this stuff. So it's really great to see the effects it does have on the students and their learning. So that's kind of all the questions, Lindy, that I have for you today. I hope everyone enjoyed our podcast. And yeah, we're both probably happy to discuss any questions anyone has. So
great. Thanks very much, Jamie.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's episode. Many thanks to Jamie and Lindy for their time, sharing their experience working together on their digital narrative project. This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Wadawurrung peoples. Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Campus Insights, and make sure to tune in for our next episode, where we will explore innovations in learning management for maximum efficiencies. See you then.